Hello and welcome to this audio program from EFT Universe. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and if you aren't familiar with the EFT tapping points yet, go ahead and download the free EFT mini manual from EFT Universe. In the back of it, you'll find a diagram that shows you exactly where all the points are. What we'll do on this program is two different things. We'll tap, first of all, on releasing all the barriers to our peace, our happiness, and a positive future. We'll then work on installing a positive vision for our future and feeling that in our body, as well as joining with all the other people who are hearing this recording to create a shared community of intention for a positive future. Now, the reason we tap on the negative first, we tap on all the problems first, is that if you try and install positive ideas, positive thoughts, positive feelings on top of psychological trauma, you usually aren't successful. So while you may say an affirmation like, I have a positive future in store for me, part of you may not believe that. Part of you might be haunted by fears, might be troubled by unresolved emotional business from your past, and there are all kinds of voices in you that, when you say the positive, have the exact opposite to say. What they'll comment on is opposition to what you want. For example, if you say, I'm going to have a glorious year next year, some little part of your psyche might be piping up and saying, who are you trying to fool? Or something bad is bound to happen. And so we want to tap on all of those voices that stand between us and our goals first. Release all of that inner opposition to our highest good. And then once we've done that releasing, we then work on installing ideas, beliefs, thoughts, and emotions that support us in having a wonderful future. And that is my sincere desire for you, is that you have a wonderful year of fulfillment, of inner peace, of abundance, prosperity, love, and joy in the coming year. That is my strong personal wish for you. And everything we do here at EFT Universe is oriented toward helping people release the suffering that keeps their old patterns stuck in place and giving them the gift of emotional freedom to where they have choice, to where they have possibility, to where their highest potential can begin to flow. So that is my sincere wish for you, is that through this recording, through the workshops, through the classes, through the books, through the practitioners, and all the gifts on EFT Universe, you have a wonderful year ahead of you. We are there for you. We are there to support you. And we know that your highest potential is glorious and can be unlocked with the simple and accessible tools that we offer here. So again, in the back of the EFT mini manual, you will find all the points. I'll also mention them as we go through the tapping routine. When you get to the last point, just start again at the first point. So just keep tapping as you say and affirm and release these words. Start with your karate chop point and say out loud, I release any and every barrier to my inner peace and my happiness. I release any and every barrier to my inner peace and happiness. Wherever that barrier may be, however that barrier came to be, I now release it. Eyebrow point, I release fully and completely. Side of the eye. I release every barrier under your eye to my inner peace and happiness. Under your nose, I feel those barriers in my body. Chin, I feel those parts of me that are stuck. Collarbone point, those parts of me that have a hard time letting go. Under your arm, I love them and I release them. Karate chop point, I now release every barrier to my inner peace and my happiness. Okay, take a deep breath. Now focus on any negative feelings that the holidays bring up, especially any feelings of isolation or loneliness. Maybe you used to have the holidays with a friend who's no longer in your life, or a loved one who's passed on. Maybe you have lots of people in your life and you have a lot of activity around the holidays, and yet something still is missing for you. Whether you have lots of people, whether you have nobody, whether you feel alone, whether you feel alone in a crowd, let's tap on releasing any feelings of inadequacy, of loss, or of isolation brought up by the holidays. Tap your karate chop point. Say out loud, I feel my feelings. I feel these hurt feelings. I feel this hollow place inside of me where there should be joy. And even though I have these feelings of loss, of lack, that the holidays don't give me all that I need, all that I want, by way of human contact, I still love and accept myself fully and completely. Take a breath, tap on your eyebrow point. The feelings the holidays bring up. Side of your eye. The bad feelings under your eye. The isolation. The loneliness. All the losses in my life. Under your nose. All the people that used to be there, but no longer are. Chin. All these feelings brought up by the holidays. Collarbone point. I try and push these feelings away, and they are still there. Under your arm, and I am now ready to let go. Let go of all these negative feelings around the holidays. Back to your karate chop point. I now let go of any negative feeling anywhere in my body, anywhere in my history around the holidays. Okay, deep breath. In fact, you can take more than one. In fact, you can take as many as you like. They're absolutely free every day. So the more breaths, the better. Okay, now let's work on releasing any fears about the future. Tap on your karate chop point again. Say out loud, I now release any and every fear I have about the future. Whatever my fear is, wherever it resides in my psyche, wherever I feel it in my body, I now completely release any and every fear about the future. Eyebrow point. Fears about the future. Side of your eye. What will the future hold? Under your eye. There might be bad things in my future. Nose. There might be problems I cannot overcome. Chin. There might be nasty surprises in my future. Collarbone point. And I completely release any and every fear about the future. Under your arm. Fears about the future. Karate chop point. The unknown future. Okay, take a breath. Now we've done some rounds of general tapping here, but we really focus in clinical EFT on the importance of being specific and honing in on particular events, especially from your childhood, that traumatized you or troubled you. So I'd like you to now cast your mind back and come up with one emotionally traumatic event that happened around the holidays or that you associate with the holidays. Perhaps it was not getting a present you really wanted as a child. Perhaps it was getting few or no presents when other kids got better or many presents. Perhaps was getting lots of presents, but not feeling love. Gifts as a substitute for love. Perhaps it was the first Christmas after a grandmother or grandfather or a parent had died, and they weren't with you anymore. So think back on one specific memory having to do with the holidays. We'll tap on that first. I'll call it the bad event during this round of tapping, but you can give it the name that describes it best for you. So if it's granny dying or not feeling loved, then use your own phrase. Tap on your karate chop point. Say out loud, even though the bad thing happened, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though the bad thing happened, I fully, unconditionally, completely accept myself. Even though that bad event happened, I fully and completely accept myself. Take a breath. Tap your eyebrow point and use the reminder phrase that describes your bad event. I'll use the word the bad event. But when I say that, use your own specific language for the event. So tap your eyebrow point, the bad event. Side of your eye, such a bad event. Anjirai, I felt so bad when that happened. Under your nose. It was emotionally devastating for me. Chin. The bad event. Collarbone point. It should never have happened. Under your arm. It should never have happened to me. Karate chop point. But it did. And I fully accept my life just the way it is. Okay, take a breath. Now, the chances are good that your degree of emotional triggering around the bad event is going down. If we were doing a full session of EFT, I'd be having you score the emotional intensity of your bad event before and after. So, when you think of the bad event, do you feel emotionally triggered at a 10 out of 10? Or are you 0 out of 10, minimal intensity? Usually with a round of EFT, your number will go down. So what you might want to do is begin to think of your level of triggering in those terms. As you think of the bad event, notice what's happening with your numbers. We did this exercise with one particular event, but I'd encourage you to rewind and listen to the last 5 minutes again and use it for a different event. Pick a second event, even a third, fourth, or fifth event. And what you'll find is that when you pick just a few of the many events you may have had, that the emotional intensity of all the events starts to drop. In clinical EFT, we call this the generalization effect. And there are really interesting ways in which your brain associates one thing with another, so that when your intensity around one event goes down, the intensity around all similar events tends to go down with it. So please go ahead and rewind this, work on several events if you'd like to, then we'll pick up on doing some positive framing for the year ahead. This is part two of this audio recording, and what we'll focus on here is developing a positive vision for the future and having your full potential flow through you. So first of all, tap your karate chop point. And I'd like you to think about some of the blessings of the past year. I'm just smiling from ear to ear as I think about mine. And even though you may have had a difficult year, everything may not have worked out the way you wanted, the chances are there was a lot of good that happened in the previous year. So tap your karate chop point and focus on the good things that happened. Focus on one in particular. I'll say the good thing. When I use those words, substitute your language for your own particular good thing. Eyebrow point. That good thing that happened. Side of your eye. It felt so good. Under your eye. Looking back and thinking about that thing that happened. Nose. Makes me feel so good. Chin. I deserve to feel good. Collarbone point. I deserve to feel good always. Under your arm. That was such a good thing. Karate chop point. One of many good things that has happened to me. Okay, now pick a second good thing. Do another round of tapping, starting with your karate chop point, this good thing. Eyebrow point. One of many good things. Side of your eye. This particular good thing. Under your eye. Many good things. Nose. All good things. Chin. Many good things. Collarbone point. I deserve good things. Under your arm. I deserve a good life. Karate chop point. All the blessings of this past year. Eyebrow point. All the blessings of the last few months. Side of your eye. All the good things that happened. Under your eye. All the sunrises and sunsets. Under your nose. Being alive in a body. Chin. So many good things. Collarbone point. All these blessings under your arm. Many, many blessings. Karate chop point. More than I can even remember. Okay, take a breath. Now I'd like you to focus on invoking your highest possible good for the coming year. But I'd like you to focus there from the perspective of being guided into that highest good. So what I'll have you do is tap on your karate chop point and imagine being guided. This could be guidance by a guardian angel, by an archetype, by an ancestor, by some figure from history who you respect. But just visualize a guide. And this guide has your highest good in mind. This guide can see the future, can see your highest potential, and can help you dream that highest possible version of you into material existence. Tap your karate chop point and say, I am open to my highest possible level of guidance. The highest possible level of guidance from deep within my psyche, from a benevolent universe, is with me now. All the love the universe has for me is available now to guide me. I am centered in that guidance from a higher power. Eyebrow point, and from that place of centering, side of the eye, in guidance from a higher power, under your eye, I now envision my highest possible good, nose, for the coming year and beyond. Chin. My guidance shows me, collarbone point, the highest possible vision for my future. Karate chop point. The highest possible version of me. Eyebrow point. The happiest and most prosperous version of me. Side of your eye. And I now implant that version under your eye in the field of material reality. Nose. In the field of my intentions. Chin. In the field of the universal mind. Collarbone point. That highest version of me. Under your arm is the one with which karate chop point, I now align. I am in complete alignment with the highest possible version of me. Held by my higher power. Eyebrow point, and I know. Side of your eye, that this highest possible version of me, under your eye, that my highest possible good, knows, now manifests effortlessly, chin, in the year ahead. Collarbone point, the year ahead is full of good things for me. Under your arm. And I run to embrace them. Okay, tap your karate chop point. Take a deep breath. This is our last round of tapping. And I'd like you now to imagine all the other people listening to this audio recording. Also, the hundreds of thousands of people in the EFT community, the millions of people of goodwill on earth who are doing good, who are trying sincerely to make the world a better place and to improve their own lives. Imagine yourself now aligned with everyone else on earth who is also aligned with our higher power. As you tap on your karate chop point, say out loud with me, I join together with everyone else in this community of goodwill. Eyebrow point. To envision a world of peace, joy, and love. Side of it, the eye. Intentions are powerful. And my intention, under your eye, is peace on earth and goodwill to all creatures. Nose. Peace on earth and goodwill to all. Chin. And as I join together, collarbone, with every other person and consciousness who holds this high vision under your arm, our intentions are powerful, karate chop point, and our intentions change the world. We are powerful creators, and as we hold this vision in our awareness, it goes far beyond our thoughts and our bodies to touch and uplift the entire world. Okay, you can stop tapping, take a deep breath. Wow, isn't that a powerful idea that we are conscious creators, we are intenders, and as we have those intentions, as we project those into the quantum field, we're literally able to shape the fabric of reality. So I so appreciate you for joining me in this audio program from EFT Universe. And I so appreciate being part of this wonderful group of people that is doing so much good in the world and on the leading edge of healing. I hope to see you in a live workshop this coming year, or perhaps in one of our online programs. I am so glad to be part of this community with you, and I feel privileged to have shared this experience with you. So thanks again, and my personal best wishes for a healthy, prosperous, and happy year ahead. Thank you.